Everyone to this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors on this beautiful Thursday, July 14th, 2022. Jeff?
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
And let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Moving on to approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do you have a second?
I will second that motion.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Yes?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have anyone that needs anything pulled or discussed? And if not, do I have a motion?
I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do you have a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Director Garcia. Jeff? Right.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show, Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to presentations. Welcome this evening, General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Welcome to all board members.
What say you, sir?
And you can hear me just fine?
Yeah, you sound great.
Great. Excellent. Okay, we have a presentation this evening. State of the District. We do this periodically just to take a look at what we've accomplished over the last. This one is usually about 5 years. This one is going to incorporate a little bit more than that just because of COVID. And I'll just go ahead and share the screen. I have a brief presentation for the board and community.
Hello?
Can everybody see that?
Yes. Oh, okay.
And everybody have this on the screen, the State of the District slide?
Yes.
I can see it, yes.
Okay, great. All right, again, this is the State of the District. We're looking back at the past five-ish or so years. Again, this is kind of an overall assessment of the district and how we've been doing and maybe a glance of things to come. This first screen shows you our general fund, and this is the income. The board is aware of this, having just passed the budget. But as you can see, most of the money that we're coming in, the income coming in, is from tax dollars. Property tax, as you can see, is 63% of our income. And the Ambrose Park assessment is 21% at $270,000. Those are in large part the biggest contributors to our revenue. The neighborhood park assessment, now these are the parks that the county used to own. There are monies that are collected for each one of those parks, like Lynbrook, and they're put into a fund and are, by vote and by law, are required to be spent on those particular parks. As the board is probably aware, the $51,000 we collect is part of the settlement agreement that we collected those funds for those particular parks, but it's not enough to complete the entire maintenance of each one of the parks. So we've had to contribute general fund money for the continue maintenance of the parks. See, the rentals are 10%. The pool brings in approximately 16,000 and recreation the same. So that gives you an idea of kind of the breakdown of where we get our money from. And how we spend our money, you can see most of it is, you know, it's kind of obvious with the Parks and Recreation District, but the park maintenance and the pool maintenance are the biggest chunk of the pie, followed by wages and benefits. Of course, it takes people to run the district. The administrative expenses, you know, that's just kind of administering the district. That includes insurance, IT costs, legal counsel, paying for the election, security guards, those things that go with administering our district. And we get, we have some expenditures for recreation, aquatics, and teens. You can see that it's about 11% of our budget are spent on those particular programs. Just to take a look at the organizational chart, it's always good to kind of see this. If I can juxtaposition the old org chart from possibly the early 90s, you would have seen a lot more boxes on the screen. The district has pared back its number of employees over time. In particular, when I came on board, that's when we decided to go with, instead of in-house maintenance, to outsource that and have contracted maintenance. So you can see, with what we've got, it's a pretty minimal staff, and considering the amount of responsibility the district has, I think they're doing quite well, and I think the board can be quite proud of the effort put forward by the employees across the board, and that includes our part-time employees as well as our full-time employees. But again, if you were to see this compared to, you know, the 80s and 90s, this is probably half the staff that used to be here. Grants, you know, we do pretty well with grants. You can see it's fairly impressive over the past 5-6 years that we've gotten almost $1.4 million in grants. You can see what the grant programs are that we've been in benefit of the particular grants. Keller Grant for Senior Programming. We've had Keller for our holiday programs. Kaiser's chipped in for season passes for the pool. Junior Giants provided all the equipment supplies that we needed for the Junior Giants program when it was going on. San Francisco Foundation and Koshlin, of course, they have been around for quite a long time, a lot longer than I think they expected, but that we are very, very lucky to have partnered with them for our teen program and for the Youth Academy. Los Medanos Community Healthcare District is grants for aquatics programs, and very helpful, keep our programs very minimal cost or free in most part. And of course, the California Proposition 68 was a big one. We got quite a bit for that, being able to put new parks in our playground apparatus in our parks. And we actually got competitive grant money and per capita money for that. And most recently, Marathon Renewable Fuels helped us with decorating around our concession stand at the pool. And it's the kind of partnerships that we need. These little projects, everything helps. And Contra Costa County Elections Office, you remember, you can see one of the pictures there. They were the ones that helped with providing ADA access from our parking lot to our community center, and of course it's a voting location, so they were very willing to help out with that. So it was a great partnership to improve our facility and help them with their election at the community center. And of course the partnerships are really the cornerstone of what we do here. It'll be the theme of this presentation that we're pretty much underfunded, so we rely on the partnership. Partnerships that we've been creating in the community. I'm sure that I've not listed all of them, but there's significant ones here that are noted. These partnerships go a long way and for us to provide service to our community. And I think the residents have been the beneficiaries of a a lot of good deeds coming from our relationship with the Contra Costa Sheriff, of course, Federal Glover's office, the elections office, got the Garden Club always helping out, First Five, Contra Costa Cafe and Senior Programming, Meals on Wheels, Core for Community Needs, City of Pittsburgh, East County Regional Group, Unity and Community, Bay Point Community All-in-One, East Bay Regional Parks, and recently Bike Mobile, where they very popular program, free program that happened at our community center to help kids prepare their bikes for free, make sure they're safe for travel. So we've just done an outstanding job with our partnerships, and we continue to reach out, and we're open-armed when it comes to partnering with our community, local businesses, local community groups, and local service organizations. The administration, interestingly, we've got a few bullet points on here, but these are highly significant. Some of you are too new to remember the website. I may have not have seen the original website. It was pretty archaic, and we were able to fire up a new website, which has been in compliance, first of all. We have to comply with California mandates for transparency, and the website has done that, and it really does give the district a very professional presentation. We have a new payroll system, making it much easier to process our payroll. We try to do, with as much automation that we can get, our help, it minimizes the labor that our staff has to supply. So these have been very important. Our new phone system, we can transfer calls, especially during COVID, when the office was closed. We can transfer phone calls to people at their homes. It made it much more seamless, so people would call in and still get a response. New registration software, it's just the greatest thing. People used to come in and have to sign up at the front desk. People can now register from the convenience of their home. It made it a lot easier for folks to involve themselves in our programs and our facilities. New online recreation guide. The guide is, we used to send it out snail mail, but now people have the benefit of going right on our website and seeing all the programs and activities that we have to offer. So that's another great service that we're able to provide to the public. And of course, social media enhancement for community activity program and information. We're able to shoot out information over social media, and really it's such an impact on what we do. I mean, we can track registration programs and see that they can be slowly registering for a particular program, and we'll send out a follow-up announcement via social media and through our online recreation software, and immediately we get response. The programs fill up, and this happens over and over again, so it's an extremely useful tool. The community center, it's an old community center. I mean, this has been around. It used to be a school in 1935. It was built, and the district took it over in 1977 and converted it to a community center in 1979 when the doors opened. So you can see that this is an aged facility. But despite that, we've been pretty successful at kind of giving it a facelift now and again. And you can see by some of the pictures that we've got newer stuff there. The auditorium has gone through a few iterations of improvements from the ceiling to the floor. We've got new storefront doors. We have new ADA access. The grounds are being taken care of by our contractor. So we've made some inroads in there. You can see here by this list the stuff that we've been able to accomplish. I'll just kind of speak through all of them. By the way, this presentation will be made available online once the board sees it tonight, so people can at their leisure take a look and see some of the things that have been going on. But in-house, we've been able to paint the community center, which is a you know, a rather large accomplishment that would have cost us quite a bit to be able to do that in-house. We had, of course, quality control and cost control. The new gym floor, like as I said, the ceilings, the gym, new gym doors, the new restrooms that were put in that served the auditorium and the kitchen dining room, the new ADA compliant door and walkway, new ceiling tiles in the auditorium. They were really aged. Installation of energy efficient heating, and we've got solar panels now. We've got a ballot box, encourages people to come by. It makes it truly a community center when we provide things outside of our general scope, and people can come there. It's the only government building in Bay Point, so it's nice to be able to work with different agencies and provide different services. We have programs with teams and all-in-one, just all kinds of things going on at the community center. So it's very active during normal times. We had a lot of rentals, and with the improvements that we made, word got out that it was a really good place and venue to hold special events. Parks, we have 9 parks. It was at one time 4 parks, and the 5 county parks came on, kind of in a partnership with the county that we were paid to maintain those, but we actually had those deeded to us in settlement agreements, so we do have 9 parks. But we have, you know, quite a bit of activity at our parks. I know that the board has visited our parks on a number of occasions, there is just a lot of use, a lot of the community interest in our parks, which is a great thing. More people that we have in the park, the better we are. We know that we're offering services to the community, and it makes our parks much safer. But as you can see, you know, we've got a variety of activities and a variety of playgrounds. We do have some small pocket parks that serve the needed grounds, but we do have, of course, Ambrose Park. You can see the car show was there. Just an outstanding regional park that people come from outside of Bay Point to visit. Of course, you got a new pool, new restrooms, new storm drain, new trellis, new walkways, new security cameras, new play structures. With a new one at Lindbrook Park, installed new smart control irrigation at the center grounds, a new concession stand with the landscaping. I mentioned earlier, we instituted a tree maintenance program. That's big because some of our trees were starting to be compromised and falling down, and we had to make sure that our park users were safe. So the board instituted a tree maintenance program to ensure the trees were properly maintained. We instituted a 24-hour response program for graffiti, which was huge. We were hit with graffiti quite a bit when I first got here, but once we did the 24-hour response program, it really slowed it down. We still get graffiti. It's just that we take care of it so quickly, it goes fairly unnoticed, which is exactly what we're looking to do. Community Garden has been a fantastic transition. It started, I don't know if you can see that on yours, if you can move your screen over there, but we developed an MOU with Jasmine Cisneros to manage the overall operation of the garden. She's done a great job. She was instrumental in getting the $50,000 Lowe's 100 Hometown grant, developing a Little Sprouts program, partnering with the Bay Point Garden Club. We've got new fencing, new garden boxes, new shed, we've got chicken coop, we have murals, all kinds of things. I think all of us have seen that transition over the last couple of years to make it a real asset for the district. You can see by the pictures that we have a variety of activities and, of course, help from our friends at Lowe's. So I'm very proud of our community garden. And we've got the Bay Point Youth Academy and Teen Center. Randy's been running this program for nearly 20 years. Got a long track record. hundreds and hundreds of kids have gone through his programs. And of course, the development of the Bay Point Youth Academy has been very significant. It was kind of a game changer in that it provided youth an opportunity to be part of a group that had some very rigorous standards and emphasized their role and responsibility in their community. So there's a lot of community engagement with the Bay Point Youth Academy. But Randy runs a tight ship. He really does. The kids, when they show up there, it's unlike a lot of experiences they have. He's very rigorous in ensuring that they behave, they work well with others, and they understand that they're a part of the community and really need to get along. And you can see this list of accomplishments is just very impressive. The recognition and the awards, the program that's won, the number of kids that they serve, the programs that they offer, and it's so varied. It's got a tremendous amount of variety. The healthy cooking program teaches kids about nutrition. They have a YDLC program that watches kids all the way through college. You can go through this. Like I said, this will be available online. You can see some of the specific things, but a great relationship. He works great with the high school and with the middle school in ensuring that this program stays strong. So we're really proud of the work that that Randy has done with this particular program. The challenges that are coming up, we're not without our challenges, and I just wanted to mention, you know, some of the obvious ones. We have an aging infrastructure. We're always putting out fires. We're reactive rather than proactive. Some things that we have to be proactive on, like our weed abatement. But it's a challenge. These aging infrastructure items come with a hefty price tag. And we're doing our best to keep up with it. We're able to do it with some grant funds and with some partnerships, and hopefully the sale of Clearland property will put some more money in our coffers, so we'll be able to continue to stay ahead of the infrastructure. Economic uncertainty. California is just a boom or bust economy. When things are going well, housing market is up. We receive a benefit from that, because when homes are sold and reassessed, we get more money from that particular property. So our income goes up. But when things go stagnant and prices are stagnant, or they actually go down, and property is reassessed like it was in 2009, we can actually go kind of backwards on this. And backwards obviously is worse, but stagnant is bad, because inflation will eat you up, and it's one of those problems that we have to kind of deal with. It's an ongoing battle. Escalating vandalism. We've seen a rise in vandalism in our parks, and this not only costs staff time, but it can be fairly expensive. And we do what we can to fortify our facilities with security cameras, locks, and gates, and things of that nature. There's a cost to all that. And then the damage that's been done, of course, needs to be fixed up. So it continues to be a challenge. And of course, sustainable revenue sources. That's the biggest thing with our district and most districts. And what that simply means, reliable source of revenue, like our tax dollars, like our assessment that are coming in. If somebody were to do an assessment on the district, I'm sure they would say that we would need some kind of tax measure to help us not only sustain the district, but look towards the future and improving things. But all in all, you know, we're pretty good about staying with the mission. In order to serve the diverse recreation needs of individuals and families and to enrich the quality of life for all residents, the Ambrose Recreation Park District is committed providing park facilities, programs, and activities for all ages. And you can see by the pictures, we really are involved, and we take pride in what we do, and we keep pushing forward. I think, you know, with the pandemic and the recent recession that we had in 2009 to 2012, all those kinds of challenges, we've been doing a pretty good job. The board has provided some great guidance through some tumultuous times, and I think that can be indicated by some of the things that were cited in this presentation. So that's it. Stop share. And that concludes my presentation, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much, General Manager. Why don't I start with you, Director Pollockson? Do you have any questions or comments for the General Manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really appreciated the presentation. Great job, General Manager Doug Long. And you mentioning on a separate slide the things that we've done for the community garden, because I think that's one of the items that we have done a lot this year, especially people wanting to work outdoors instead of indoors, and we were still able to have some programming there. But all the programs are great, and I really appreciated that. One good thing that you mentioned is that we really need to sustain our revenue source, and because our community will see, we are not just repairing our old infrastructure, we are replacing, we are improving all of these infrastructures. So I really appreciate you mentioning that today too. For the social media, it would be great to mention probably that we are on Facebook, Instagram. I don't think we are on nextdoor.com, so people who might see that, they know where to find us. And also, mentioning that the Bay Point Teen Center, their alumni, they come back and actually help out, not just the teen center, but the community itself. I've seen some teams coming from that program come back and help the community. So kudos to the Teen Center and the staff and, of course, the General Manager. Great job. I can't list all the new things that I've seen, but I've seen so many new, and improve, and awards. So thank you. Very happy to be a member of the board and be representing the district. Thank you. That's it.
Director Torres, do you have any questions or comments for the General Manager?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really also appreciate the presentation. It's nice to get a state of the district, so that way that the community is aware of all the things that have been accomplished by the district. You mentioned that this presentation will be available online. Do we have a sense of knowing where exactly that would be located, in case the public who isn't present tonight is curious at looking at this?
Yeah, that'll be on our homepage, so people can, there'll be a link to it right on the homepage or website.
And do we know when it will be posted?
Well, it can be posted as early as tomorrow, but Laura will be the one to be able to tell me that. But it'll be within the next couple of days.
Got it. Perfect. All right. Thank you so much. That's all I have.
Director Garcia, any questions or comments for the General Manager?
Well, thank you for an excellent presentation. It really is wonderful to see all that we have accomplished with your staff. And like May said, we need to continue to sustain resources and revenues to continue this good work. I know it's really hard with all this happening, and even then, with all that has happened, we have accomplished a lot. And I'm going to just give an example. Doing the well, the center was closed PJ was painting the inside of the building, you know, took the time to do a great job throughout, you know, doors, everything was taken care of. And I did appreciate that he was working and improving something, so when we open the doors, everything will be nice. And, you know, the aging infrastructure is, I think that's something that happens with everything, whether you own your home or a car, that's always in my mind, that we have to be aware that nothing's going to stay new. So, and sometimes, like you said, you have to put out fires, but that's a given to me. I think that that happens, and you guys have handled it really well when it has happened. So that's it for me.
Yeah, I kind of echo everything that my fellow director said. I think number one that I take away from this presentation is our ability to form partnerships. And I'm really proud of that. Thank you so much, General Manager, for the presentation this evening. Now we're moving on to the General Manager's report for current items. General Manager?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Just I've got a couple of items, and then I'll turn it over to Lori to talk about some of the recreation programs. We're still working out the bugs with the concession stand slash bathroom. The water heater went out, and we had to get a part for that. And the restroom commodes were not flushing properly, and we recalibrated how much pressure was at. At the commode, so we fixed that too. So we're continuing to work through some of the issues there, but I think that we're getting most of the bugs worked out. And it's not unusual for that to happen with a new facility. The bocce court will be demolished. We're choosing a contractor now. Once that is taken away, we might start to talk about having conversations about what we would want in to replace the bocce building. So there may be some ideas that we can throw about future meetings. Clearland property, no news is good news. And I've received no news about that, which means that we're still in process with that. It would be a lengthy process. I'm expecting some more information in the fall. But again, this is the longest we've gone without a hiccup, so I think keep thinking positive thoughts about that. And through the chair, Lori, would you like to give your report?
Yes. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, General Manager. Well, our summertime is in full swing, and the Ambrose Aquatic Center is very, very busy. We had 950 adults, 1680 youth, and 63 seniors pay daily admission. That's over 2,700 people we had. That's not including the 64 adult and 70 youth season passes we have. We did a aquatic camp with 24 youth 2 weeks ago. It was fantastic. We're looking to expand that as we are in our grant season, trying to get grants to provide these camps for our youth. We are really excited about the concession stand up and running again, and getting very, very popular. And we are enjoying our partnership with East Bay Regional Parks, as we have worked out a great relationship and are doing great things at the pool. We're looking to have, first of all, I want to go back to what Doug said about the Mike's Mobile Repair. They contacted me. They had 40 plus youth bring their bikes in for repairs, which was amazing. They called and we're going to do another August or September bike repair. Again, we will post that on our website. We'll advertise on our social media, get the word out there. And not only our social media, one of the ways that we also get the word out to the public is we do email blasts. We have created a database now of emails from all of our registration, and our database is very large, so we can do email blasts. Letting people know what's coming up in our community. We are looking to get approval from our Keller Mitigation Grant, and we want to start our sports, basketball, soccer, and volleyball in the summer and fall. We're looking to find out in the next week or two if we did get some of that grant money, and then we are going to turn it over to our youth so we can get them back doing sports again. Our contract with Keller Mitigation, we had to use some of that money also to provide some more swim lessons. We had approval to take some of the funding that we had left and bring it to our youth programming in aquatics. I do also want to mention for Randy, our Youth Academy and Teen Center members, they participated in the Memorial Day Parade. The planning set up, and they did provided free snow cones and toys to the community. They have 9 Academy members now that received outstanding student awards on the last day of school, which I think is fantastic. They participated in the Father's Day Project, appreciating their fathers with handwritten and heartfelt letters and cards of appreciation. They also participated in the Juneteenth Educational Project, learning the history of Juneteenth. They are working closely with interns, planning field trips, graduation ceremonies. I believe today at the Ambrose Aquatic Center, they had a swimming pool party. Amusement parks, graduation ceremonies, they're expanding as the teen center is preparing for the big opening, and our teens are trying to get out into the community and create new plans and events to share with the Ambrose Community Center. I do know that August 1st to 5th, the youth will be participating in the East Bay Regional Parks Teen Echo Camp, visiting the East Bay Parks Community Service projects, doing recreational activities, and they've just taken 4 college interns working in the, with their career pathways at Mount Dudley Unified School District. So I kind of threw it out there quick, but I just wanted to share some of the amazing things that Randy is doing with Youth Academy and the Teen Center. Let me know if you have any questions. I'm really excited about some of the things that are going to be happening in the fall. This time, right now we're basically working on a lot of our programming and special events because the summer is so busy with the aquatic side of it. But we're looking to have a great fall and a great winter programming set up for our community.
All right, why don't I start with Director Torlickson. Do you have any questions or comments for the general manager or for Lori?
I don't have any questions. I really, I was at the pool today, so I really had a great time. And I saw Lori there. And kudos to the people there, including the East Bay Regional Park lifeguard. They were there, and I saw Randy and his team over there, too. So I had firsthand experience, so as a customer, and really enjoyed it. Thank you for everything you do, Lori, and everything you do, General Manager, for our district. Thank you.
Director Torres, any comments or questions for the General Manager or Lori?
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this moment, I don't have any questions, just a lot of appreciations for the reports. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Director Garcia, let's say you.
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you, General Manager. Thank you, Lori, for coming and filling us in on all the good happenings of the district. That's wonderful. There is no legal counsel report this evening, so I'm moving on to public comments. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the records at the discretion of the board chair. Do I have any member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Yes?
We do not.
I just had a quick comment. If anyone has any additional comments or questions or anything, I'll be available for anyone. And I hope, I know we had sent out to Doug a website that has all the videos for the community meeting during community surveys, so you can feel to share that with whoever. But yeah, thank you again, you guys.
Who was that, Jeff?
This is James from HYPHE. We've been working with you guys and giving presentations for the past couple months.
Oh, hi, James.
Hi.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Do I have any other members of the public that would like to comment at this time?
Actually, I have Heather.
Welcome, Heather.
Hello. Hi. I just want to say that happy to hear of all the stuff and the good memories that used to happen at Ambrose, and that it's really kind of a letdown sometimes, because when you think about all the stuff that used to happen, like, we haven't had Bay Point Night Out since about, I think, 2016. We used to have Family Fridays. The Ambrose Center used to be a hub. Something was going on every single day, and there was always something to do for the kids, like, constantly. And that hasn't been around since about 2016. And so vandalism's going up, kids are bored. So I hope, you know, the board and everything, I know you guys can't respond, we can hopefully look back to our heyday from 2008 to 2016. Thank you.
Thank you, Heather. Do I have any other member of the public that would like to make a comment at this time? Jess?
No, we do not.
All right, I'm closing public communications at this time. I'm bringing it back up to the board. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should inform the chair of their desire to speak upon the chair's request for public comment. Upon recognition from the chair, the speaker should identify themselves and limit his or her comment to the specific item being discussed at that time. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. If due to technical difficulties, the board of directors is unable to hear a speaker's comment, then the chair may request the speaker to discontinue and call in again. The item under board matters is consider collaborating with CCRCD, County Watershed Program, and HYPHE to prepare a proposal to the Bay Area IRWM Coordinating Committee for the Prop 1 implementation grant for a green infrastructure project at the Ambrose Center Park. General Manager?
The board has heard a couple of presentations about infrastructure program and possibilities for projects within our parks. At the June meeting, they directed me to agendize this item so the board can take action to indicate explicitly that they would like to collaborate on a possible project. This does not commit the board to any project. Any project that has been developed will come back as a project and will be presented to the board for discussion and approval. And with that, any implications of the project, including financial implications, would be shared with the board at that time. So again, the action just before the board tonight is to indicate that they're interested in collaborating, and they can continue with developing the proposal for a project.
So unless I have any questions from the board members regarding this, do I have a motion?
I move we collaborate with CCRCD, County Watershed Program, and HYPHE to prepare a proposal to the Bay Area IRWM Coordinating Committee for the Prop 1 implementation grant for a green infrastructure project at the Ambrose Center Park.
Thank you, Director Torlakson. Do you have a second?
I will second it.
Thank you, Director Torres. Jess?
Aye. Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia is absent.
Thank you. Moving on to public hearing. At this time, I would like to open the public hearing and receive public comments on the 2022-2023 Engineer's Report as presented by Community Economic Solutions. Did you want to make any introduction to this, General Manager?
This is just a mandated part of the procedure. We do this annually. With us tonight is Kathy Shepherd and Carly, also known as Chuck Randall, who I believe wanted to make a couple of comments.
Welcome, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ambrose Recreation and Park District Board of Directors, and we're talking about the Ambrose Parks Assessment District. It was done actually by Community Economic Solutions, which Kathy has worked hard on that as well. And I want to explain to you just very briefly what we're talking about is that the money that actually the general office general manager was talking about, that the fact there's $270,000 is collected for the assessment district and for actually to pay dollars for any installations, operational, maintenance, service, for landscaping, and many other things that are being done, and that is wonderful. And with that $270,000, we know that there are dollars in equivalent dwelling units, which amount to for a total of $7,699.5 of these units, and these for each people that have places where they are dwelling and commercial as well. Typical is about $36.72 annually for charging for that. And that is what we were told about. And we have for them as well. If there are any questions, however, Kathy Shepherd and myself would be glad to give some answers that they may wish to talk about. Again, this is Chuck Crandall.
Thank you, Mr. Crandall. Let me start with Director Torrickson. Do you have any questions for Ms. Shepherd or Mr. Crandall?
Thank you, Madam Chair. No, I do not. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Director Torres, any questions for our guests this evening?
I do not this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Torres. Director Garcia.
I have no questions either.
Thank you, Ms. Shepherd and Mr. Crandall, for your report. It's easy to understand, and we appreciate it. So do I have any members of the public at this time that would like to make any comments or have any questions for our guests, Ms. Shepherd and Mr. Crandall? Jeff?
We do not.
We do not. I'm closing the public hearing at this time and bringing it up to the board. I would like to thank those of you who are attending our meeting this evening. We don't have any closed sessions, so I'm moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments on items that are within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Let me start with my stalwart director, Director Troikson. What say you?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, I'd like to thank Doug and the staff for a great job, especially on the State of the District report, which I suggested last month to be presented today. It gave us a real good idea of what we've accomplished for the past several years and what we can do more. Looking forward to seeing next time, hopefully, to go back and review what our priorities would be. Because I know we did something like a master plan, and we had some brainstorming several times on what we could add to the Ambrose Park, so that would be very helpful to review and have that session again with the board, especially with our new board member, Director Torres, so he can have his new input. I'd be happy to hear his thoughts. I've just noticed that I go by Willow Path every once in a while, and I notice
a food truck by Clearland Property. I don't know if that's been sanctioned or not. Just wanted to check on that. If it's okay that they're there, if there's any issues with insurance, if anything happens there, just wanted to give you a heads up that I've been seeing that. As mentioned, I was at the Ambrose Aquatic Center, which is, I don't want to just call it Ambrose Pool, it's an aquatic center, because we do have a lot of things going on there, including classes and parties. So it was great. Even got to buy from the concession stand the people who are staffing, including the part-time people who are staffing, were really great, very personable. And the East Bay Regional Park lifeguards were very strict. No, just kidding. They were good. They actually asked me to take a test, which I passed before I could go to the deep end. They were very attentive, and there were lots of families, mostly moms with their kids who were there because it is summer, and they were all there. So I had a really great time. I look forward to coming back. And I encourage my board members to do the same. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Torres, any questions or comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This time I don't have any questions or comments this month. Thank you, though.
Thank you, sir. Director Garcia, how about you?
Just looking forward to when we get to meet in person. I know it's... Hopefully it happens soon. I miss you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. And I don't have anything either, so do I have a motion to adjourn till August?
I move we adjourn and to August 2022 meeting.
Awesome. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, folks, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Doug.